Tuesday night, early Yud Beis Marchesh and Toshin Ayin Dalad. When you bench, you were supposed to clear the table from all the dirty plates and cups, silverware. You're not supposed to bench by a dirty table. What you davka should have on the table, though, is bread. You should have bread on the table when you bench. There's two reasons given for this. One is, it's a way of expressing thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's like you're saying, look, I even have extra. Dai behoser. That's one reason given. The other reason given is through the benching, ayin chinuch. You should look at the chinuch by benching. It's something worthwhile to learn. And the brachas chal on the food, and brachas chal on something, on yesh. And therefore, we leave over something, so the bracha should be chal on something. If all the bread on the table was eaten, then it could be seinach, so to speak, on the crumbs, if there's crumbs there. But the Mishnah Berurah does say better to bring a significant piece of bread to the table, so there'll be something significant there. There's mamish to bring it to the table. You should be nizah, though, not to bring a sholem, because that was maybe the minhag of the Avodah Zarah, to bring dafka a sholem to the table. So you should bring bread, but if there's no bread on the table and it's just crumbs, so you could be sanach on that, but the Mishnah Berurah says to bring bread to the table, but not to bring a loaf, a sholem. Okay, we'll go now to the Chavis Alvavishar HaPrishus. We're in Perek Chamishi, and he's talking about different forms of Prishus. And he's talking about Prishus of the Evarim, and soon he's going to start talking about Prishus of the mind. But he has a last Aver to talk about, and that is the feet. Talked about the mouth, because that's the most problematic and the most important to be Noyek Prishus in. And then the eyes, we're more familiar with the problems that can come from that. The ears, eating, and then he talked about the hands. Pashat being a parush means being more zohir in taking things that you're not supposed to be taking things that are not yours, maybe things without permission, and so on and so forth. At the end, he talks about what you should use your hands for, and he talks about being self-supportive. Yisod HaPrishus is to make a parnosa, he says, and to be self-supporting, meaning not to have other people support you. That's what is coming lafuke, not to be the recipient of chesed or of tzedaka or of someone doing something for you that they don't have to do. Maybe they have to do what mitzidam, but it's not good to be the recipient of that. After this, meaning he's very serious that he has a pecking order, because the most important one is the mouth, and then he goes on to the more important ones, we'll call it more significant ones, more important to be knowing capricious. So watch where you go. And again, walk, feet is both literal and it's a metaphor. Just like I said it by the hands, it means it by the feet also. Be parish about where you go. Now I know if I start talking about taking trips, so I'm going to hear about Rav Shamshon of Hirsch in the Alps. So, okay, spare me. You don't have to go on trips. Okay, I'm going for relaxation. Okay, you're going for relaxation. I'm going for exercise. But a lot of people, nobody here, Chassid Shalom, nobody listening to my voice, but a lot of people just go places because they're bored. You're bored, there's a whole shelf over there that you never even opened up in your life of Svarim. If you're bored, I have what for you, what you should do. They're bored, so they go places. And that's what he's talking about. Shetaras name, he's talking about that also. He says, Shetaras name mileches b'chlal ha-Rasharim. So you say, then you shouldn't go with Rasharim. I'm going on a trip, it's not with Rasharim. So he then says, Mavakshe ha-Mosaros, who are looking for things that they don't need. They're just looking to kill time. They're looking to do things. And they're looking to just see the world. I want to see the Alps and give thanks to Hashem. That's mamish moridik. But the case you have Islam board, so he's saying be a porush in that. Ka'omro asher yeshish alo halach batzas rishoim. Batzas rishoim, I think he's stressing. But derech atoim lo ombor. You know, he's not talking about doing a ma'aser rishos, going to do a ma'aser rishos. He's talking about going, that's what precious is, not doing things. He's not talking about osodika things. He's talking about mutadika things. Be a porush. You don't have to, you know, we laugh. I think, you know, when you see children running, they see an ambulance. So they run to look what's happening. Right? It's not their business. They have no shaykhis. That's what Hashem's going to laugh at us, at the things we went to look at. Like we laugh at the kids running to see the ambulance. What are you running? What are you going? What are you going to see? What's the difference if you see it? You don't see it. Makes a difference. El Arutz L'chol Ma'aseh at Tzedek. That's where you should go. You should go to the Beis Medrash. You should go to do mitzvahs. There you should be a Zoras and go. The Yeshivos HaChachomim. Go to Yeshivos HaChachomim. Maybe Shiurim. Maybe it means Friday night Oneg. Not like this last one. What it usually is. Hashkofa talk. Go to Yeshivos HaChachomim. Kamo Shenemar. Holech es HaChachomim. Yechkom. You hang around HaChachomim. Maybe a little rub off on you. You never know. Bom Olam HaNtelech B'derech Tovim.